Actors Union President Sean Astin praises Trump's leadership on tax incentives for U.S. film production. By Simon Kent on September 3, 2026. President Donald Trump's personal drive to bring film and television back to the U.S. was applauded Tuesday by three major unions representing Southern California entertainment workers. Trump's leadership on tax incentives came in for special praise in an industry currently struggling to secure its future against increasing foreign competition and the growth of artificial intelligence, AI. The Independent reports SAG-AFTRA, the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees and Teamsters Local 399, urged Congress to act on Trump's tax proposal, arguing U.S. productions and thousands of jobs have been lost to countries offering more competitive incentives. A broad alliance stood with Trump, and among those backing his plan was SAG-AFTRA President Sean Astin, star of the Lord of the Rings franchise, The Goonies and Stranger Things, who in a joint statement with National Executive Director Duncan Crabtree Ireland hailed the president's vocal and determined leadership, the Independent report outlined. Calling for federal production incentives is exactly what the entertainment industry needs, their statement said. The president issued his call via his Truth Social on Monday, imploring Republicans and Democrats to form a bipartisan effort to bring production jobs back to the United States. "I am going to suggest that Republicans and Democrats get together and immediately craft legislation to save the movie, television, and entertainment business in America," he wrote. "Congress should approve, immediately, a federal production incentive to create entertainment jobs in America. It can be done quickly, accurately, efficiently and, importantly, will benefit all of America," he added. "What we watch on the silver screen should be made in what was once the movie and motion picture capital of the world. Let's get this done." The president's call comes a year after he threatened to impose a 100% tariff on films made offshore, which prompted industry insiders to push for tax credits on par with Canada and the United Kingdom. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter. Follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.